Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me?
I hear you very well.
Okay. Wait for her to come on.
So I don't need the other mic. It's just this, right? No. I see a guest call. No. Yeah, no. Should I go find it? Me to go find it online. If I look at Stewin, I go down, it's right in there. Can I find it for you? No, your computer. It's not in an email. Okay. Hello. Hello.
Okay. It's Cynthia. I'm here.
I hear you very, very good.
Okay.
And you're hearing me, right? Good. So we'll record in a few minutes. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to introduce you, but don't start right away because I probably will not use this introduction. I'll probably use the introduction that's already recorded.
Okay.
Good. But you never know.
Just wait a couple seconds.
Just wait like 10 seconds, and then you can start. And then, as you said, every time you would want Jennifer to change the slides, just say change slide. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
Stewart. We are ready. One thing that we cannot forget is that this is a pandemic. And what we mean by that is that it is global. It is worldwide. And in addition to focusing on our own personal aging, on our domestic aging, we are also focusing on world aging. And I'm hearing background noise. Cynthia.
Yep, I'm sorry. I just took the staple out. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Okay. So we'll start again.
Okay.
One thing we know that this is a pandemic, and that means that we don't only focus on our own aging, we're not only focusing on our domestic aging, we are focusing on world aging. And to address that issue, we have Dr. Cynthia Stewin. She is the chair of the United Nations NGO on Aging New York City and the main IFA representative to the United Nations. And, of course, she's going to be talking about global aging and this pandemic and, again, giving us a call to action of how we can get involved for better aging everywhere. So thank you for being with us, Dr. Stewin.
Thank you, Adrian. And I was so pleased to hear that the Gerontological Society of America and the United Nations are both celebrating their 75-year anniversary. Since the founding of the United Nations, human rights have been at the very core of what the United Nations stands for, in the belief in the dignity and the worth of each person. COVID-19 is about human rights. Just this morning, the Office of the High Commission on Human Rights, part of the United Nations, headquartered in Geneva, released a statement that says, and I quote, "Society has a duty to exercise solidarity and better protect older persons who are bearing the lion's share of the COVID-19 pandemic." I want to just reinforce that what I'm hearing in some corners of the globe are about the most outrageous, ageist attitudes. Ageism is alive and well, discriminating against older persons. Are we a society who places higher value on some individuals just because of age? As I mentioned, there are some ugly rumors out there about older persons already a drain on society, are not productive, and therefore should be sacrificed with the COVID-19 pandemic. I want to just back up to 5 years ago when the United Nations, all 193 member states, passed Sustainable Development Goals, better known today as Agenda 2030. These 17 goals range from eradicating poverty, eliminating hunger, to goal 3, which is about health. And it's about ensuring the health of all people to promote the well-being. May I ask the slide to project number 2 slide? The Sustainable Development Goal 3 ensures healthy aging and promotes well-being for all at all ages. And as Dr. Simon mentioned earlier in this presentation, he actually singled out the issue of life course immunization. This is especially important during the pandemic, but as we move forward, recognizing that life course immunizations, oftentimes we just think of children or if we need to get a tetanus shot, but we're talking about the immunizations such as for flu, pneumonia, shingles. All of these can have a great opportunity to keep people healthy. And just as the non-communicable diseases have a strong link to alcohol or tobacco use, poor diet, physical inactivity, there's great potential here for the metabesity movement to address issues of diabetes, obesity, heart disease. I'm so pleased that the World Health Organization is launching the Decade of Healthy Aging, which will run from 2020 to 2030. It actually will be the theme of this year's International Day of Older Persons, established by the United Nations. And we observe it at the United Nations with the leadership of different departments and our NGO Committee on Aging. There are some guiding principles about the Decade of Healthy Aging that I want to quickly review with you. And keep in mind, listen carefully to these principles because they are so applicable to the pandemic that we're facing today. These guiding principles include interconnected and indivisible. That means in the sustainable goals, they're all important. That includes climate change. It includes education for all. It includes partnerships in the public-private sector. It's inclusive, which involves all segments of the society, irrespective of age, gender, ethnicity, ability, location, or other social category. multi-stakeholders are so important in this area that we have to be sure that we include the knowledge, expertise, technology, and resources. That's where geroscience has so much to offer here. It involves the principle of commitment. Obviously, this is a 10-year commitment. It involves equity, that there are opportunities to enjoy the determinants and enablers of healthy aging. And very critical is intergenerational solidarity. There has to be social cohesion among the generations to support the health and well-being of all people. It must be universal. It must be, you know, the pandemic has already hit 171 countries. We have to be universal. It's a global issue, as we have all found out. Next to last principle is do no harm. It commits all countries to protect the well-being of all stakeholders and minimize any harm to any other age group. And lastly, it's the preamble of leave no one behind. We cannot choose one over the other. Next slide, please. The United Nations just this Wednesday announced a $2 billion humanitarian response to fight COVID-19. The key points, as described by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres at the press conference, were that, one, all countries have vulnerable populations, including older people. Two, older people carry collective wisdom of society. Three, we must work together to ensure their needs are being met. Four, the physical distance does not mean social distance. And all these above points are important at any time, but they are most important during the times of crisis. And the pandemic of COVID-19 is a crisis. Multidisciplinary, multi-stakeholder, inclusive approach, and a call for action. But I'm here to remind you of the centrality of human rights of each person must be honored during this pandemic. Thank you. I look forward to the questions, Adrian.
Well, one of the things that really hit home with me right now is that our conference, our MedObesity Conference, which is in the United States, Washington, D.C., it has sister and brother conferences all over the world. This concept here is a global concept also. Scientists everywhere are looking at aging as opposed to specific diseases of aging. But I'm going to throw this to you. You started your description here of what's going on with a warning. And that warning, Dr. Stewart, was ageism is rearing its head. We want to be sure that when we say we are looking at diseases of aging, we are not giving the impression that aging itself is a disease. How slippery is this slope now that you're seeing global issues of ageism because of the pandemic?
You know, it's reminiscent of the kind of issues that sometimes come up, like in the United States, around issues of Social Security and pensions of, you know, the Social Security Trust Fund is going dry. So therefore, you know, if we didn't have all these old people, they're the greedy geezers. I actually heard someone the other day on a talk show refer to the fact that, well, if we're just sacrificing a couple million people over the age of 70 to get our economy back on track, they're a drain on society anyway. What kind of society do we want to live in if that is the case? And I'm drawn to the fact that the United Nations has the broad reach in 193 nations. They're divided into regions, six regions of the world, and they all have area, you know, regional distribution channels, as well as presence in every country. I think we have an opportunity here to educate our whole UN system, which can be led by the the WHO, but in partnership with the private sector, with academe, with all of civil society that has a vested interest in keeping older people healthy as long as we can, keeping our immune systems healthy, making sure we're eating, as Dr. Simon said, enjoy your life, eat well, and don't forget to exercise. We would go so far in helping the globe become a healthier place if we could all address that issue, those issues, and not think of aging as a drain. So I think we continue to come back to ageism that has to be confronted. And I think the pandemic gives us a perfect opportunity to point out that it's, as I believe the one slide showed, the highest risk for COVID was in the middle age group. However,
yep,
the impact of COVID-19 is most severe on the most elderly.
Thank you all. I'm going to thank our panel now, but I'm not letting them go. Because we're going to open for your questions in just a moment. And as Dr. Stewin said, we are going to have a global dialogue. That global dialogue will be targeting metabesity. It all starts in Washington, D.C. on October 12th through the 14th at the Carnegie Institute. Please go to metabesity2020.com. If this has been enjoyable to you, you ain't seen nothing yet, as it's been said. And now to our questions. Okay, we did it.
Huh.
All right, so
yeah.
Stuart's going. It was great, great, great. So Stuart's going to do this. I'm going to coordinate with Cynthia, with Jennifer, and we're hanging up now, so I can get a hold of Jennifer. Okay.
Okay, okay. I might not have remembered to tell her to turn to the last slide, but she should be aware.
And I'm going to make sure she knows that. I'm going to work with her one slide at a time. Okay.
Okay.
You know that.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.